I'm Eric.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is Horoscope, a podcast for people who love horror movies.
And people who want to love them.
Jamie, what's your Nicolas Cage impression?
Not the beast! That's what I got.
Oh, no, sorry, I read that wrong. What's your impression of Nicolas Cage?
No, what's your Nick Cage impression?
Well, I guess we're there. I'm here to steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
That's pretty good. What is my impression of Nick Cage is... Okay, first of all, big National Treasure guy over here.
Okay.
Love National Treasure.
All right.
Watched it so many times.
Right.
As you do.
Just to figure it out. Like, how did he do it?
Didn't know he was like a joke actor until I became an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's
one of those like steps of like, it's like you learn Santa Claus isn't real. And then you realize that Nicolas Cage
just... No one else takes him seriously. I love his weird renaissance he's done with horror movies. Loved him in The Wicker Man 10-minute compilation of the plot that we watched.
I mean, just the best performance right there. They'll show that at the
Oscars. What about you? What do you think?
I mean, I love the guy. He's one of those people where he goes from like being an actor to being that like that bad actor, mm-hmm. to then like I think it's like the brains. It's like, and then there's like the close big brain is like recognizing Nicolas Cage as a crazy bad actor, and then the bigger brain is realizing that Nicolas Cage is one of the greatest actors of our generation.
Whoa. Okay, I have a question for you. How do you feel about Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, I do distinctly remember, I never really was like a Chuck E. Cheese kid. I only ever went to like Peter Piper or whatever when it was like other kids' parties when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the same for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Who has
money for that?
If you had
a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party, you were rich. I'm sorry.
Live with that. Live with your Chuck E. Cheese privilege.
You're going first in the class war, okay?
We're looking at you, Chuck.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
More like Charles Execution Cheese. I do remember seeing Chuck E. Cheese when I was a very young lad, and there was like a playground that I ran up to.
Wait,
the very
in real time. Life?
In real life.
Just kidding, go ahead.
Guys, met him. No, it was at one of his esteemed establishments before they all got shut down and turned into whatever they are now.
They're still around.
Fewer, though. Like, there's only like, there's like
less.
X amount
definitely
left.
Definitely less.
And it's all digital now. It's all screens and interactive. They got rid of the animatronics, which we'll get into. But.
Good call.
I do distinctly have this memory in my head of being in, like, you know, like how there's like the playgrounds and then you go to the top and there's like a little like circle.
Yeah, the circle.
Yeah. It was me there and looking down and seeing my dad next to Chuck E. Cheese trying to like get me to come down to meet Chuck E. Cheese and me in sheer terror and dread.
Oh, no.
Which is always funny about parents. I mean, parents do that where it's like where you're terrified and your parents are immediately like, the solution is to show that this scary thing
exposure
is okay.
Therapy. We should probably say what movie we're watching, huh?
Yeah,
this is like some weird pattern.
What's your feelings on Chuck E. Cheese? You're not getting out of it.
Fine. I don't know. Went for, I don't know. Not good as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one loves animatronics, right? Right?
Somebody makes them. Don't ask too many times or somebody will appear who loves animatronics.
It's important for us to tell you that we are watching a new movie coming out in 2021. Can you even imagine?
I can't. This is weird.
It is weird.
It like came out yesterday.
This movie is called Willy's Wonderland. And it stars Nicolas Cage.
Whoa.
I should read the wiki, huh?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Go for it.
Willy's Wonderland is a 2021 American action comedy horror film directed by Kevin Lewis from a screenplay written by G.O. Parsons. The film stars Nicolas Cage, who also serves as a producer, along with Emily Tosta, Rick Reitz, Chris Warner, Kai Kaldek, Christian Delgasso, Kaylee Cohen, Tara Lee Hill.
It's just the entire cast.
Jonathan Mercedes, David Shetfell, and Beth Grant.
And more.
only three of those people have a hyperlink on their name.
Love to see it.
Make of that what you will. It follows a quiet drifter who is tricked into cleaning up an abandoned family entertainment center haunted by 8 murderous animatronic characters.
Ooh.
So this is Five Nights at Freddy's, right?
What?
Have you played those games?
I played the first Five Nights at Freddy's when it like first came out and have not touched it since because It's oddly, like, a kid's thing.
People, yeah, kids love, I've seen, like, merch.
Yeah, you go to Target.
I'm an elder emo at Hot Topic back when I could go to the mall trying to buy my band merch, and I see Five Nights at Freddy's stuff. No.
I worked at a nondescript party place that was not Chuck E. Cheese.
Wait, yeah, you're our man on the ground for this one. You're our expert.
It's Eric live reporting from my past trauma of working at a child's place.
Oh no.
With no animatronics, might have made it better or worse.
Better. Better. What are you talking about? Better.
I did experience a few birthday parties that were Five Nights at Freddy's themed, and I heard a lot of kids
That's
talking about it.
So cursed.
Yeah.
That's the theme of your birthday? Child death?
Yeah.
Grim. A grim reminder of your mortality, children.
You gotta have it at a young age.
Happy birthday, Zach.
How'd you know?
Jesus.
Yeah, so that was my experience, and that was Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, hey, here's the thing. Five Nights at Freddy's, what if they don't know what it is? Five Nights at Freddy's is a video game where you are a worker overnight in a family entertainment center, and animatronics are trying to kill you, so it's like a, I don't know what type of game it is, but you're like looking at security footage, and there's like one jump scare and then you die.
Yeah.
And the animatronics are gross. And now there's like huge franchise, there's like books, I was reading about it today, there's novels about, written by the guy. Yeah, there's like 6 games, right? There's a bunch of games, there's novels, and a movie is coming out, it's being written right now.
Do you know by who's doing it?
So that movie was in development forever. And there's a bunch of different scripts that were all scrapped. So they've been working on this movie forever.
But
that's not a good, there were 8 scripts. That's not a good sign.
There is a newer release about it.
Okay. Because
guess who picked up this movie? What money man would
want? Jason. Blumhouse!
Apparently going to be directed by Chris Columbus, the man who wrote Gremlins.
What? Weird energy. I think that's more of a like... Okay, so the lore here at Five Nights at Freddy's is that there are... The animatronics are haunted by dead children, right?
You're the expert here.
No, I'm not.
So you know way more than me. Oh. Right? Yeah.
Just culturally. This was something else that I was like, this is scary. But yeah, so the animatronics are haunted by dead children. When you die, you get locked inside the suit and then you die in there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Apparently.
Okay.
There's like a bunch of lore that people are really into,
there's
which
like
I don't understand.
A purple man, right? Yeah. So
we're out of our element. Yeah, we need to watch like everything you know for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But this is not that. So this is
clearly not, Jamie. Clearly this is a different, as you read from the description, this isn't about
totally different
a worker who works at a kid's party place getting haunted by animatronics. This is about Nicolas Cage, who is a janitor who works at a kid's party place who gets the haunted animatronics.
Oh boy. So this seems like an absolute fucking knockoff down to every detail.
Pretty, like...
I love it. Great. Good for them. They got the movie out first. Fuck them.
They did do it first. But they didn't.
And they got Nick!
But they didn't do it first. Because in 2019, Sci-Fi Channel produced a movie called The Banana Splits Movie, which was based on a real-life like costume character TV show in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
And then they just...
Made it creepy?
Took that and made them into murderers.
Okay.
So they just did that. They just did the Five Nights at Freddy's thing.
Were they animatronics or were they just people in suits?
I think there's... Oh, man, this is... Okay, well, this is where my knowledge ends about this. It seemed to be the similar gist of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Same energy.
Yeah.
I see.
But yeah, so this was actually originally called Wally's Wonderland.
They changed it to Willy's?
Yeah. So Willy's Wonderland was written by Gio Parsons, who, of course, you might know from his prior work of an episode from Shark Week.
I never got into Shark Week.
Wow.
Did you? Are you
too? Oh, you know I was a big Shark Week kid. Come on. Every year I was there at home.
In the water.
No, I'm terrified. So he wrote this whole script and then it didn't go anywhere. So then he like listed it on some script website. Nicolas Cage saw it, said, yeah. And then decided to produce and act in it.
Wow.
And of course, who would he bring on board to direct a masterpiece like this? Kevin Lewis, of course, who has made movies since the 90s. None of which are notable.
You're setting this up to be a real stinker.
Who knows, Jamie? We might.
Yeah, this, we actually have no clue.
This might be the movie to make them. You know, everyone's like their little Ari Aster before they make their Hereditary.
This movie looks like what's the trailer is bananas. Nick Cage, like, what weapon does he have? A chainsaw?
Oh,
he has some like bananas weapon. He's killing animatronics. It looked amazing. It looks ridiculous.
I'm sure it's going to be bad, and I'm sure it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, we'll see. Do we want to see what kind of reviews it has?
I have,
you know,
been avoiding. I've gotten a
little. Oh, you've been avoiding. That, okay, I like that. Yes. Wait, let me go look. Haha. I love knowing when you don't know stuff. Spoilers. Okay, let me see. Uh oh.
That's not good. Oh.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have that many reviews out yet, but it has an average of 5.5 out of 10.
Great. But horror has a legacy of not getting great reviews.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, fuck it.
He's been getting some hits lately. He's got Mandy that came out recently. Yeah. Space, was it Color Out of Space?
Yeah.
I feel like people are starting to realize how to utilize his madness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too.
And then this movie finished filming a week before the pandemic hit, so.
So it's their fault.
Yeah. We figured it out. It's animatronics.
They caused it.
Anybody else want to know?
It's wild that it's coming out at all. Honestly. Right now, it's a gift. It's a shitty, shitty gift.
This was a weird Friday. A bunch of movies came out. Jamie, before we can go and watch this movie.
Oh, we must.
We must go back to the tagline time. Three of them, all right?
Okay.
All of them bad. Let's go. Let playtime begin.
Ew.
It's worse, Jamie. The fun begins this winter. It does not, because it got canceled. It got pushed back.
Okay.
The worst one yet. 2020 isn't over yet.
Yes, it is!
No, Jamie, I'm sorry to tell you, it did not end. We're still in 2020. There's the lunar calendar.
It's the 14th month. Well, those are real stinkers.
2020 isn't over yet is like just one you have in your back pocket, I guess. But for this movie, no.
Unless 2020 is a made plot, which I deeply hope not. You already have enough going on here.
Yeah. What could... Sorry, you broke my brain just thinking about how to add this.
I can hear like the dial-up startup noise. You're just like, what?
It's like when you plug too many outlets to a socket and just...
Ready to watch Nick Cage do his dark work. Hey y'all, it is time for content warnings for Willy's Wonderland. This movie has gore, implied child death, brief mentions of cults and suicide, a serious strobe warning for one scene, and some sexuality, and also creepy animatronics. I forgot to write that one down, but yes, it's implied. They are there. They are creepy. It's our job and it's your job to make the world a little less horrific, however we can. So this week we're highlighting Austin Mutual Aid. We're big fans of Mutual Aid here at Horoscope, and we've highlighted funds local to us a few times, and it's because of the work Mutual Aid funds do across the country. Austin Mutual Aid is currently helping people affected by the devastating winter weather in Texas. And honestly, they're doing more than the local government to help folks out. We donated directly to their Venmo at Austin Mutual Aid. If you're enjoying the show, please send anything you can their way. A note here as well, make sure that you only send money to that handle. Some scumbags have made fake accounts to try steal donations, so only send money to the official account. We will link one more time. If you're in Texas and you're affected right now, our love goes out to you, and we linked some resources in the show notes if you need help. If you donate this week, please DM us a screenshot to get a shout out next episode. Get some kudos and help out others who need it. All right, let's get into it.
It's your birthday, Jamie.
It's your birthday, Eric.
And everyone's having fun.
And also, I didn't have... Did I have fun?
So, okay... This movie was made for $5 million. That's all the details I have.
No, you just said it was filmed in Georgia.
I found that out by fast forwarding it through the credits, because Jamie's like, they gotta have an end credits thing.
Figured they would.
To quote one of our favorite characters from this movie, oi, no they did not.
I thought you were gonna say nothing.
Oh.
Well,
let's get a recap. Or not.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This movie's not a fun house. It's a roller coaster.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's very accurate.
This is listed as action, horror, science fiction.
Weird. It did miss out on the comedy aspect that the Wikipedia page did say it had. So, we open on Nicolas Cage, a.k.a. Nicolas Cage.
We don't.
I'm sure he's called, like...
That's not correct.
The janitor.
That's not right.
What?
That's not even how the movie starts.
That's true. There's a whole opening sequence. There's two people running down a very poorly designed hallway. And
no, you're injecting too much of your personal opinion. There's two hallway.
People. There's two people running down a hallway, and suddenly they are being chased by some unknown creature. And the man who is the husband, because you could tell because there's like a wedding ring shot, gets dragged away, and the wife is like, "Oh no!" but keeps on running, and then she finds herself in the main lobby of this twisted, sick child's Chuck E. Cheese place called Willy's Wonderland. And oh boy, chairs are being flipped by an unknown force, and then she screams, and then cuts to a TV playing.
How do you
song.
Remember every single detail, but you forgot that this happened?
Willy's Wonderland. Nicolas Cage, a.k.a. the janitor, a.k.a. just Nick Cage, is driving, and he's cool.
Alright, no, we need to discuss this up front. Is he cool?
Is he hot?
We also asked if he's hot. Okay, no, listeners, is Nick, well, here's what I'm asking. We have several questions. Is Nick Cage hot? I don't think this guy's hot.
Okay, but it's
separate. And is he cool? How do we watch? Did you pay for this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was going to say, someone watch it and tell us, but I don't know about that.
It's also... not a cheap rental, but it's...
How much was it?
It's fine. It's just one of those new movie releases.
How much was it? I have to pay you half?
You got me talking about.
How much was... Eric, now I'm imagining the worst.
$20. It's not bad.
I just have to look at my phone for a moment. So please hold. Don't mind me. Continue.
Yeah, so we open up on Nicolas Cage, who is cool and hot. No. And he is driving a car, and he is wearing sunglasses, and then all of a sudden, what happens? Does his car tire blow out?
He runs over a track.
Oh, they put out a track.
Okay, yeah, they put out a track for him.
And then some gentleman comes out of his truck and then is like, oh.
Just slobbering on a Slim Jim.
Slobbering on
this Slim man is.
Literally. And he's like, picks up his truck and then,
hey, look
his
at your
car.
Phone.
Huh?
Look at your phone.
Follower.
No, not that. Thanks, new follower. Hi.
Venmo. Let's see what Jamie just paid me for $10. This was Amazon.
I'm taking back over this recap. All right. So there's a man with a tow truck and he's talking. He's like, oh, you don't like talking? I get it. We all have baggage. And Nick Cage is not talking. Get used to it.
Chooses his words wisely. And by wisely, never.
And hard cut to a girl with a lighter and a little tank of gasoline pouring it around the base of a building, and then she lights the lighter, and then we hear whoop cops, and then okay, so I feel like, and then she gets arrested, and then she gets thrown in a trailer and handcuffed to the wall, and it's not a cop, the sheriff is a little older lady. And she tosses her in a trailer. She says, you can yell at me all you want, sweetheart. And this movie felt like it was trying to do some Edgar Wright shit a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But not good.
No. It was more of like a cover up your film kind of stuff. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, this doesn't look good or doesn't read. And so we're going to speed it up. We're going to bend it. We're going to twist it. We're going to bop it. And to make it look like it's doing something.
We're going to bop it into oblivion.
Bop it into
That's
oblivion.
What they did. Yes. Yes. Okay. And so.
And the coloring is weird. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Every single thing about this movie is weird. Is it good?
You'll find out.
No. I'll say it. Verdict comes out on no. But. Okay. So. Nick Cage. The guy says. It's going to be like $2,000 to fix your car. And Nick Cage pulls out a credit card and the ATM is broken. He's like, we actually don't have internet here. So if you're willing to work off your debt in a fucking, what is it called when you had?
Indentured servant.
Yeah, you're our indentured servant, Nick Cage, and you're going to work at Willy's Wonderland, and he meets.
They cage the cage.
And they meet a Doug Dimmadome knockoff named Tex.
As one is.
Classic. Mm. Wearing a bolo tie and snakeskin boots and a white blazer and jeans. Should have been wearing white pants, Eric pointed out. You were right. And he says, now you're a member of the crew. And he gives him a t-shirt and he says, clean this up and tomorrow morning we'll bring you your car here. Nick Cage gets to work. We get a little cleaning montage. Mm-hmm. And then, immediately...
It's, yeah.
Immediately, like within 15 minutes.
Well, let's do something that this movie didn't do for itself and give this time to breathe, because then we can cut back to the girl.
I like that.
Liv, we're gonna recap this better than the movie did. Told the story.
You know what, guys? Venmo me and Eric $20.
What?
And just enjoy the show.
Please pay for us.
Please.
This is a free platform, please. But if you could just pay, your money can go to a charity today. If Eric and Jamie, who had to watch this movie based off a sole idea that Nicolas Cage fighting animatronics was a worthy enough plot point to make an entire hour and 30 minute movie, and were abruptly realized that that is not true. So they're going to recap this movie in a better format. To make this movie actually sound maybe enticing, but don't be fooled, folks. Spend that $20 on Jamie and Eric.
We didn't plan that, and it feels like we did.
Yeah.
And so we put more thought into that. I guess that would be the film.
It's kind of the opposite of the movie.
This one. God, guys, we're so sober too.
This is like the.
We didn't drink at all.
We're just sniffling along watching this movie because of allergies. So, Liv, the girl who is handcuffed to the radiator, is rescued by a ragtag team of, I don't know what...
Lana Del Rey. Okay. Stereotype of a black man. White man boy. In glasses. Simp.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot about the man in glasses.
So did the movie. He didn't have a lot. I was like, at least make them all orphans. Spoilers, you know?
That would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been a movie.
That's what I
That's
thought.
That's another movie.
I thought they were... Okay. I thought... Okay. Yeah. All right. So they're trying to... They break into the trailer. Simp boy is in love with Liv. The one guy is dating Lana Del Rey, who is this girl with, like, a leopard print coat, a cheerleader skirt on. She's popping gum. She has blue eyeshadow on. She's, like, blonde 70s hair.
She reminds me of, like, a John Waters character. But, like, yes. A watered-down John... A watered-waters...
Ooh! Yeah, So, meanwhile, all the guys are running around the house trying to figure out how to get Liv out of the handcuffs. And she picks the lock with a bobby pin.
Yeah, because that'll come into play later.
Yeah, that'll...
In a good movie!
And she's like, this is our mission. We're not doing this for fun. And they're like, we just want to watch the bastards burn. So they are going to go burn down the building. And they say that we have to do it right. There is no reason why they are doing this. I assumed, so here's what I thought, because in the opening shot too, there was a kid. Do you remember that? It was really quick. There was a kid watching the parents get murdered.
Right, yes, okay.
Oh, that was her.
Yeah.
Spoilers, that was Liv. So I thought they were all going to be they were going to be the kids whose parents got killed.
Great pitch.
Pretty good pitch. Come back to Nick Cage. Nick Cage is cleaning. We get a very funny cleaning montage. The lighting switches between being like Blade Runner lighting and then like, I don't know what. And then his little watch keeps going. His digital watch keeps going off. And then he takes a break for 15 minutes and it's very funny, and he goes and cleans off a pinball machine and he drinks an energy drink. That was good. And then
until
one of the animatronics literally just pops up behind him, an ostrich. There's 8 animatronics, okay? Yeah. There's Willy and then there's a others. Few others, yes. An ostrich pops up and says, I'm gonna like eat your eyeballs, and starts trying to attack him, and he absolutely wallops it. He just whoops its ass. And pretty good effect. Oil instead of blood, but it looks like blood. So he just like shreds this dude and then puts it in a trash bag and puts it to the side and keeps cleaning.
Puts on a new shirt.
Also a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cleans off, puts on a new shirt, puts duct tape over his cheek wound, and continues to sweep and mop. And Eric and I... Hey, you guys, you don't know this. Eric and I met working at Dunkin' Donuts when we were teenagers.
Oh, no.
And this triggered me back to mopping a lot.
Yeah. And there's no good way. If you say that you're good at mopping, don't lie. It's like saying you're good at multitasking. It's not real.
Also, good for... Cool. Good for you. Yeah. And then the
I'm having a hard enough time doing one thing in life, and that is life. So thank you very much.
Doing this podcast. Oh, also, spray painted on the walls of this place are Kid Killers and Gateway to Hell.
Mm-hmm. Great band.
Which makes it sound way cooler.
Yeah, great band names. Yeah.
The teens are around and Liv... Oh, they... She goes in by herself because they're trying to get Nick Cage out of there and he won't listen to them. She bangs on the window and he won't leave. The windows are boarded up. And he sees her and ignores her. So then she says she's going to go in by herself. And then the other... teens smoke pot and then she crawls in through the air vents and then there's a gator in the air vents, animatronic gator, and she falls into this like area with fake trees and like fairy lights, and then there's a creepy rendition of Ring Around the Rosie. It's like, I'm so excited, I've been waiting for a girl to play with. And then one of the animatronics looks like, it looks like Joy from Inside Out. That's what that thing looked like. It was like a fairy.
It looks like the real life interpretation of one of those Winx characters from the Winx animated show.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a person with a head on. It's not even a suit. Like, they didn't even try. Like, you can see arms.
It's just, yeah, it is just a flesh body with an animatronic
head. And then they did, like, CGI eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they start...
It's where they ran out of the budget and ideas.
It sucks. I feel like I... So here's the thing. I think animatronics are... These weren't even animatronics. They were just mascots. Because they move around independently. The thing that I think Five Nights at Freddy's, to compare directly, because it's the same thing, does is they're not supposed to move. You know, but these guys just look like mascots. They just look like they're in suits.
Yeah, because they didn't have the budget to make it look like they're robots.
Eric pointed out, it's just a person wearing a head doing a really bad robot.
Oh my god.
It was really funny.
It's true, though.
And then they fight, and then she runs into Nick Cage, and she tells him to get out of there. And then the other teens end up falling through the roof, and they land in the ball pit. And then she's like, you guys were supposed to find a plan for us to get out. Now we're all stuck in here.
I can't believe how fast you just skipped over that Oscar-worthy sequence.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What part?
Where they're on the actual roof with the real background, and Simp and the one guy are arguing... about something.
I don't want to talk about it.
And then they fell, and then they got a kerfuffle, which then caused them to fall through the roof.
And then the black guy's like, yeah, I'm leaving, fuck you guys, I'm going away. And then his girlfriend is Lana Del Rey, and she like sensually climbs a ladder. She's like, I'm going in there. Okay, that's why I skipped it.
I had such greater hopes for her.
Me too.
She just seemed like such a weird character that they just kind of dialed. Yeah. And we'll get to it in a very short amount of time.
So they're all in there. They're in the ball pit. She runs in. She's like, oh no. And then she's like, this guy handled it. So he hasn't killed the fairy one yet. Oh, he killed another one. Before they get in there, he kills the gorilla in the bathroom. Here's the thing. These guys are pretty gnarly, but Nick Cage just dispatches them in short order.
Pretty, just through brute force, just by whacking them a bunch.
Yeah, so he kills that one, he washes up, he puts on a new shirt. Pretty good. Ooh. And then I'm back. What Eric and I kept doing this whole movie is like, ugh. Like going, I'm back on board. So we're introducing that metric, okay? No good. Back on board. So they're all in there and they're like, Nick Cage, we need a leaf.
Everyone goes to the break room. Meanwhile, Lana Del Rey is like, ooh, the super fun, happy time room. Let's go there. And they're like, okay.
And yes,
and something's about to happen there. But before they do that, that's when we get the explanation. Let me do this in a more concise format than this movie was able to do. Pretty much there is a serial killer who opened up Willy's Wonderland, and him and his cult followers were systematically murdering families in this small town in their super fun, happy time room. And it took cops a while to figure this out. And it took the point where they had smells happen, Jamie. And then And then they came and investigated, and I guess they were too late or got tipped off, because lo and behold, they go in the super fun happy time room, and there is, this is back on board.
Back on board, baby!
Willie and his cult followers had all systematic...
No, his name wasn't Willie.
Was it not?
No. Willie's the ferret.
Billy, whoever this guy is, who's a famous serial killer, as the girl described, and had killed himself, and they all had drank the Kool-Aid to do a satanic spell.
And they're like in a pentagram dead.
To transfer their souls. Again, this is a girl, Liv, who just knew all this information. And yeah. So then she explains all of that to Nicolas Cage, who doesn't seem like he gives a shit.
He's still scrubbing a shelf.
And then that's when we realize that's where Lana Del Rey and the guy are going. They're going to the Happy Fun Time room.
And then she... It looked cool. Also, it looked cool. There was like a disco ball and like the lighting was cool. And she's like, is it bad I'm getting turned on right now?
Right, because we question. We're like, wait, because they're about to like have sex in there. We're like, wait, do they not know the legend? And they're like, oh no, we do. But like,
yeah, they're like, so this is where they all got murdered. So then they're going to have sex. And she takes her shirt off. And then it cuts back to the outside, and not the outside, the outside of the room, the same main room.
The lobby.
And the band kicks in with, I thought was actually a creepy song. It was Six Little Chickens. And then it's like, oops, Five Little Chickens. And then one dude gets stabbed.
By a night animatronic.
Crazy. All right, let's talk about the animatronics. Let's go over the theme here. We need
the
to
theme?
They're already, a few of them are already dead. But so there is Willy the Weasel.
Yes.
Pretty cute. Pretty good logo. Pretty cute. There is the fairy, which is just a woman wearing a head. Mm. There is the gorilla. There is the ostrich. There is a man who is a knight who looks like the Little Caesar's pizza man. But in like a helmet with a sword.
Yeah.
There is a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? That was an eight.
Gator.
Gator!
And then also... The
oh, that's right. Okay, so then there's nine. No, that's eight. Yeah, you're right. There's a mariachi.
Yeah,
yeah, like a Three Amigos, or what are they? The little ducks, the Disney ducks. Oh yeah, like those guys. Yeah, so same, whatever. Okay, so ostrich is dead. Gorilla is dead. That's all.
Now the knight is going to attack. They all flee, go in different directions. Glasses goes into a strobe light room. Warning, Jamie already probably gave
huge,
you a...
huge, crazy strobe warning.
Bad. I hate it. I hate it. That's like
yeah,
like,
I didn't
like
right
on Krampus about like with the
yeah, it's I like, didn't like it. Ugh. It was a lot, too. And also, the movie stretches itself out and then narrows in at certain points.
It's like it falls asleep at the wheel and then wakes up randomly.
Yeah, it would have been cool if it... had seemed like it was on purpose at all. And also the color saturation is so turned up that the darkest points that are supposed to be black are dark blue, which I liked. I liked that. I liked it. Okay.
Did you like it when like they accidentally shot it too wide and so they squeezed the frame to fit the ratio?
I don't know anything. See, that's when your filmmaker knowledge comes in. I don't know anything about that.
I'm not even sure that's exactly what they did. I was baffled about what I was witnessing some points. I was like, what? How did they film this so poorly?
Nick Cage takes the sword and stabs the dude, but not before the one guy gets stabbed. The guy with the glasses gets eaten, in the ball pit. That's pretty good. No, it wasn't. And the fairy can, like, opens it up and opens up her mouth and has, like, a weird mouth now.
It's inconsistent of what these things can do, because she has a demon mouth, the chameleon has an actual tongue.
Yeah. Okay, so she's fighting... Let's hurry this along here. What? The one kid goes to hide. Simp goes to hide, and then he calls the cops, and the sheriff says, get out of there, and then he calls back, and he's like, Liv is in here. So then she goes and takes her deputy with her, and she gives another info dump. So then we find out again that the souls of the animatronics actually can escape the building, and they started attacking the town. They, like, killed kids. And then they're like, no one would have believed us. What are you talking about? And they're like, it happened in Reign of Terror, so we can either go to war with these animatronics.
Yes.
Or, yes, right?
You can kill them.
Yeah.
Nobody at one point in time tried to shoot these things.
It was the 90s. You could still, like, get a news crew out there.
It is so, this is where, like, the movie is like, okay, how serious are you taking it? Because it's so easy to say, like, like, everyone just buys into this fact. The entire town buys into the fact that these were satanic rituals that effectively worked. And it's,
well, like, I guess they have proof because those things murder.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it cuts the Child's Play part of the movie where it's like, is the doll a killer doll or not? It's like, it's no, like,
no, we all know it is. And so then they're like, bargain with the animatronic, which we were like, back on board. And they say, we will bring you human sacrifices. Pretty good. And so then we show some child death, and then there's just like a montage of people being murdered. Pretty gory, actually. Surprised at how gory that got. Mm-hmm. Some intestines, whatever. And so, oh, and then Tex comes into the picture, and he buys the place, and then the contractor gets murdered, and so then you see a montage of him giving people shirts and being like, you're a member of the team. The exact same speech he gave Nicolas Cage. Including
Liv's parents, and then it turns out Liv is an orphan.
Yes, Liv is the orphan, and the sheriff was like, I couldn't leave her, and so then the sheriff, like, kidnapped this child after orphaning her.
Awful, yeah.
Yeah. So, back to the present day, the chameleon? Okay, and here we go. We're back on board again. Because the chameleon comes into the room with the simp and is like, I can show you the afterlife. I'm not like the other ones. They think I'm ugly, and I want to put my spirit to rest, and I can show you what life is after death. What?
And this guy's like, oh, I'm jumping out of this thing. Yeah. I'm like, coming out of my hiding spot, and I'm like, I'm on board.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And we haven't seen that animatronic yet. Yeah. That was the first time we saw it.
Yeah.
Which was, I guess she's a chameleon, she's hiding, I guess.
She was probably in the background. I don't
know. So weird. Yeah. And then, cut to, there's a lot of sex. So they cut back to the sex, and their clothes are on, but she's on top, and they're like, you know, I'm like, they're having sex! Like, yeah. And there's an animatronic that keeps moving, and she's like, something's in here, and the guy's like, no, whatever. And they cut back, and they're having sex again, and then...
The animatronic is still watching.
Yeah. Yeah. And then... Liv walks into the room where Simp is, and he's like, don't worry, she's gonna help. And then the chameleon's giant tongue comes out and snaps his neck. And,
not a bad death out of everyone.
That's true. Yeah. She, like, squares up. And the weird thing is, too, they're like, we have to, before when they were all alive, they're like, we have to kill these bastards. It's our duty. We want them to die. And it's like, no one else does. It's just you teenagers. And you get the idea that Liv is the one who banded them together. But, like, we don't know anything about these people. And they're really close to the animatronics, too. And then they're like, guys, it's happening. It's happening right now. And it's like, yeah. Like, don't stand so close to them.
Cut back to the chameleon. Nicolas Cage comes in, does his, like, little fist pose.
It was great.
But then his watch goes off because it's break time. And so he gives the knife to the girl and
pretty
then
funny.
Leaves her behind. Again.
Pretty funny. He's like, yep, your problem. And then he leaves and takes his break.
Well, no, he doesn't say that. He says,
well said.
Is it that 10 seconds of unquiet?
And he plays pinball and drinks another energy drink. And it's pretty funny. It's a pretty good bit. I'll say it.
I
know. And so then she is fighting and then his break is up and then he goes back into the room and he kills the chameleon. And rips its tongue out?
No, he gets a hose and chokes it. And then drags it.
So she's like, you have to help me find my friends. And they're walking down that hallway that you hate. The orange hallway. And then they hear the girl screaming. And the gator has jumped and started eating the boyfriend. And then the friend dies. And they get in the room. And he kills the gator and, like, snaps its head open or something.
Yeah.
And then they come in there and then her friends are already dead. And she's like, I'm sorry.
That's right, because they do that. The bird and fairy are there. He just punches them. He just walks
by them. It's pretty funny. And then they, like, don't follow them.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was really gory. We skipped over it. It was really gory.
It was just buckets of blood.
Yeah, just, like, fake blood. But there's still some, like, chunks. And it looked like there were some, like, intestines, maybe.
Yeah.
Not a fan. And then the sheriff shows up.
Yeah, with her deputy, and the deputy's on board, but Sarah's like, we gotta, it's so annoying, because she's just like, we gotta do it. It's like, why? And then, because you gotta. So yeah. They handcuff.
But it's pretty funny, because she's like talking to the animatronic.
Oh, that's
true.
She's
like, he doesn't speak for us. And then they're hauling the Liv out, and she says, the best line of the movie.
They're not locked in here he's not locked in here with them. They're locked in here. He's not. Okay. not. They're not. He's. Fuck.
He's not locked in here with him. Nope. He's not locked in here with them. They're locked in here with him.
He's not trapped in here with them. They're trapped in here with him.
Oh my god. We got there, folks. Oh. Oh.
I like that line. It was good.
It was
a good line.
So she's out with the deputy. Sheriff stays to make sure Nicolas Cage dies, I guess. She's back in the car and he's locked in there.
They handcuff him.
Yeah, and Fairy and Chameleon show up because he didn't officially kill them.
And he kicks the jukebox and a country version of Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes starts playing.
Yeah, just so many songs that are in the public domain that they could afford are in this movie.
I respect it.
And then it cuts to, I guess, the deputy and the girl in the car, and the deputy's like, I'm not a bad guy.
She's like, yes, you are, and you're just gonna let him kill, and it's your fault.
Hey, cab. And then the animatronics agreed with her and showed up and rip him out of the car. And this is where we get really, like, the one that Three Amigos.
Oh, you guys thought the racism was over?
Oh, man.
It's back.
And she's like, because then the Three Amigos bird kills the deputy.
Rips his guts right out. It sucks.
Yeah, bada bing, bada boom. She comes out with a shotgun, out of shields, but she still beats him up with a shotgun.
And he's just like saying, oi.
Yeah.
And there's like subtitles. He's like talking in Spanish.
My balls.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, my balls. Yeah, I don't like the introduction of the concept that they have balls. And then also, too, they were talking about how the animatronics can go bad. And, like, started being haunted, and this kid tries to grab one of their boobs, and she says, wanna fuck to this kid.
It was...
I don't like any of it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing, and all of the fears that animatronics create, confusing sexuality with it is just not something that you need to do.
It's just not. And, well, that gets us to our next, the worst part of the movie.
Oh, man.
There's, like, a scene, and it's Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes are playing, and you hear, like, muffled yelling from the fairy animatronic, and you see her legs jerking, and Nick Cage is sitting on her face, so it looks like she's being assaulted.
Yeah.
But he's choking her out with his thighs. I don't know. They did it on purpose. It was on purpose.
Yeah.
And it sucked. Why did they do that?
This is what happens when you have a movie where some guy has an idea for a movie and then is like, oh, it's going to be funny, but he's not funny. And so what do you do when you're not funny? You put in racist jokes and sexual assault.
And it's like...
Which sucks because there is humor.
I'm just saying being the worst part of this movie is an achievement.
Jesus.
And that part did it.
Not a ding from you, dog.
And then he kills the other chameleon. And then...
I don't remember how he did that.
Who cares? Oh, he choked her out earlier. But then she was still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
He, like,
okay.
Knocked off her head.
All right.
He just
then
disposes of these things so easily.
And then he breaks out of the... Oh, this is pretty. He rips the handcuffs off.
Right.
At this point, me and Eric were getting real fucking done with this movie.
We did check the time at one point. We're like, there's probably, like, what?
Eric called it. He's like, there's probably, like, 30 minutes. Exactly. And we're like, no! And Liv comes back in?
No.
Oh. Sheriff.
Yeah, because Nicolas Cage, throughout this entire movie, is committed to his job. He is supposed to clean the place until the morning, then he gets his car back. And yep. That is exactly what he's doing, and he's taking his breaks and everything. So even after all this stuff, he has not reacted once to... He just immediately kills these animatronics, continues his day, and disposes of the animatronics. And so he goes outside to dispose of one of the animatronics because he's just cleaning up the place, and then the sheriff sees it, and she's like, oh, he's still not dead.
And he waves at her. Cool guy, sup, nod.
Yeah. So then she goes in there to help finish the job.
Yeah.
And that's...
And she's like... she says all you have to do is die, but then she says it twice. She said it earlier. It was like her big line.
It's because they what happened actually, Jamie. This happens a lot actually in Hollywood, where you're writing a screenplay and you copy and paste the exact same scene you just did earlier.
That's true.
And you're like, oh whoops, I accidentally put the same scene twice in here.
Let's keep it.
That actually gets me to 130 minutes movie, so or an hour and 30 minute movie. There we go.
130 minutes. Too long.
Yeah, I cut off my arm too, like James Franco.
I'll do it for free. I'll do it anyway. I don't want to watch this movie. And then she calls Willie the Weasel out and says it's time to feed, I love the weird, sinister, like, feeding people to the animatronic weasel.
After we do this recap and we get to the point, I do think that we need to pitch our ideas to how to make this movie better.
Absolutely. Oh, I think yes. Okay. She gets eaten instead. The weasel rips her in half. Blood spurts out of her. And then begins the fight of all fights. And Nick Cage is thrown back upon a button that says, "It is your birthday." And the song starts playing.
Hey kids, you know what time it is? It's birthday time.
And then it goes down. Yeah. And then confetti comes out. And they're zooming in. And they're zooming out. And they're fighting. And there's colors. And there's confetti. And there's paper. And there's murder. And there's stabbing. And the weasel's really whooping his ass and, like, shredding him. And you're like, he's done.
Yeah.
And he falls in the ball pit. And then the weasel's like, hey, hey, hey. And then it goes away. And then Nick Cage gets up. And then he grabs the mop he snapped in half earlier. And then he grabs his can of energy drinks. And then he whoops his ass and he bashes the weasel's head in with his can of energy drinks. Right?
Yeah, that's a payoff.
Honestly, I was trying to be like, back on board, but I wasn't. I wasn't. It was funny to say back on board and look over at Eric, who was looking like...
dead.
So frustrated.
I felt so hollow inside during that fight scene. It just had no energy. I felt like the movie and me were both, like, being beaten down by Nicolas Cage with a pan of empty...
We did forget he has a dance scene while playing pinball, which was great.
But it came in, like, after the Three Amigos Bird and after... Like, it just came after, like, it came after so many other bad things. I'm like, this scene I would be having such a good time with this.
Yep.
30 minutes earlier in the movie.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. And then Liv shows back up somehow.
She, like, runs back to Willie's after she kills the bird.
It's morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it takes her a while, I guess.
That's right. Okay.
Apparently they drove so far away.
Yeah, it's a big town, apparently. No, it's not. And...
what if it was a big town, but they just murdered so many people that it became a small town?
Okay. They're driving. The guy who was eating the Slim Jim comes back and... he does a little spinny and he shows up and Tex is there and they're going to take his car. He's like, "Have you looked inside yet?" And he's like, "No, I was waiting for you to do that." And he looks inside and he's like, "Holy fuck." And it's beautiful. It's clean. The chairs are down.
Immaculate.
Yeah.
I wish cleaning that was that easy. There's a scene where he cleans the bathroom. I wish you could just wipe down a toilet and a wall with graffiti on it and it's just clean.
Oh, yeah. And then there was graffiti in the bathroom that said, "It is your birthday in blood." I like that. That's in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then Nick Cage looks at them and he holds his hand out for his keys and the guy gives him his keys and he walks out and he walks to his car and then Liv shows up and they make weird eye contact. They made weird eye contact earlier. I was really worried it was going to turn romantic for a second and it didn't. That's good.
Yeah.
And she just gets in the car with him and he does like a cool spinny and he drives away and Tex and the other guy are like, "Hell yeah, wow, great." And Eric's like, "You're just prolonging it, Because then we see that the fairy animatronic actually wasn't dead and was moving around in the dumpster.
It is bad. It is like watching the deleted scenes of like a Paul Feig movie where he's like, "Oh, just improv it." And so they're just like trying to riff with no material.
Film school out here. I don't know who Paul Feig is.
He's the guy who did like the new Ghostbusters movie and stuff like that.
Oh.
He does that thing where he's like, "Oh, like, we don't need a script because they're comedians." So they've called...
Oh, no!
Of course they could just make jokes on the spot. And so that's when you get, like, them just going, like...
Oh, no. Okay.
I think that's bad. I think...
I agree.
I think you should write a script and then have the actors enhance your script.
And then the guy says, "Drinks on me," and they get in the car. And then you see, in the reflection, the fairy animatronic with the demon mouth again. And she has a lighter... And she says, thank you. What is she? Whatever. Thank you for
coming. Thank you for watching this movie.
And she lights that. Then the car, she blows up and the car blows up. Mm. And then Nick Cage is dropped. Oh, Freebird has been playing the whole time. All right. Freebird. And it's still playing and they're driving away and he cracks open a can, cracks open a cold one, and then he offers it to her, which I actually liked quite a bit. And then she's drinking the energy drink.
I did too, just because it cut the moment of tension that we thought they were going to be in some romantic relationship. Yeah.
And then somehow the mariachi animatronic is still alive in the road, and
thank
then
God.
Nick Cage just can't runs it over.
That good.
And he says, oi, one more time. And then it's like a Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes fade out, like a circle.
Yeah.
Heebity, 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 that's all, folks.
Yeah.
Willy's Wonderland.
It's her birthday.
The song kind of slaps.
I liked it.
The song kind of bumped.
There were moments, Jamie pointed out another scene, I think, when the chameleon showed up, where the soundtrack was given it. It was like a good synth score.
Yes!
Which was not consistent in the movie. The movie was very, as with the tone of the movie, all over the place.
Here's what we didn't like. Briefly. Briefly. Of course, racism. Bad lore. It, like, the movie cannot take itself. You said it exactly right. You said that it didn't believe in what it was doing.
Yes.
And so it kept faking out and, like, throwing a bunch of extra layers of irony on it, and like, not even irony, good irony, but just being like, oh, we're so irreverent, you know?
Everything
and
about it's amateurish.
Ooh!
There are stuff I like about this movie, but what I didn't like is that I felt like, I mean...
Dunk away.
And this is, I'm not excusing myself, because I've tried to make films before too, and I can look back on them and think of them. I was reminded of them by watching this big budgeted $5 million movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't have $5 million and you were a student.
Yes, I had $5. And there are these pitfalls that you fall into when you're trying to write that kind of stuff, especially a horror movie.
Your short film is better than this movie.
Jamie, that I don't know how to take that. Thank you. But like, it's just like the pacing is bad. The tone doesn't make sense.
Just pick one.
Yeah, because it definitely felt like, it, like to your point, what you were mentioning earlier, where it felt like the tone was chosen per scene. Because there were scenes where, like, actually, we're going to shoot this one to be, like, an Edgar Wright movie.
Yep.
And then there are other times, like, okay, we're going to shoot this one to be, like, a bad movie because we don't have a budget or time for it. And so it's just, like the technical ability of it, it's, like, I guess you can, I mean, the audio quality is good. You can hear the movie. It doesn't sound bad. Visually, there's nothing out of focus. But it compresses some of the shots to fit the ratio. It blows out the colors. It's just, and all the characters are awful. And there's like three ideas in there that I think that are really good.
Let's hear them.
It doesn't choose to pick up on
it. Let's make it good.
Well, let's do what we liked first, I think, right?
Short list. I liked the blood effect with the oil. That was sick. I liked the colors. I think the set was cool. I liked it. There was like different areas that they could be in. I liked the ostrich animatronic the best. Unfortunately, it died first.
Yeah.
I liked the soundtrack. I liked Nick Cage kicking ass.
Okay.
That's all. What about you?
Agreed.
All those things?
Yeah.
Same? I want to hear you make it good, and then I'll probably just agree.
Okay. Well, like, it's like okay, also good moments, too. And, like, there's actually good comedy. Like, there's, like, oh, you stumbled on an idea, I guess. Is like him being dedicated to his job is funny. Him taking his routine is good, and then him always like changing out his shirt.
It was pretty funny.
The only problem is that you have no context for this character, and he doesn't say anything throughout the entire movie, which is weird because it's Nicolas Cage. When you have a Cage, you gotta uncage him. You gotta let him loose. And he does have good moments where he's, because it's Cage, you can't contain that man.
Yeah.
He's still able to like act and be crazy. But it would be so much better if he was able to just do his like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you, animatronic.
I want to push back on that because I don't think we need to know anything about him. I don't think so.
Just give him some sort of like,
they needed to make this movie be like, guess what? This movie's going to be fucking wild, okay? It's going to be weird. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't, they really could have cut out the whole teen subplot anyway. Or just go like full camp. I don't think they ever tried to be scary.
No.
They threw in the sex to, like, just play into the trope, Which, poorly. We don't need that in 2021,
and the y'all. Smoking weed, too.
Yeah, and smoking, yeah! I was like, we didn't need this.
That's where that's, okay, there's like two ideas there. So you have like, here's the one idea. It's that you have, the main idea of this movie is that you have haunted animatronics. What yes. do you do with that? Either A, you do the Five Nights at Freddy's, which we still need to watch the lore compilation.
Oh, yeah. Eric and I were like, we're going to get into the lore. We're going to be big Freddy heads by the end of this.
I love that. And so you do the Five Nights at Freddy's where you have an employee who works at this place for whatever reason and has to deal with that and survive the night. And then you have another movie where it is a bunch of teens who stumble upon a haunted animatronics place and break into it or whatever. And then you do the classic slasher pick them off thing.
Yeah.
It did both.
What if, here's my pitch for the teenager movie. Mm. So what if they're on a road trip to go to their parents' graves because they've all been orphaned, and then their car breaks down, and then it turns out that that's where they are, and they're there, and they could even stumble upon Nick Cage, who was stuck in the building, and he's been locked in there trying to fight them, and then they all team up together and fight the animatronics.
That's better.
That's one That's pitch.
Good. Yeah.
Second pitch. I love the cult angle.
I forgot.
I love it. Yeah. Well, okay. Here. One more time. Horoscope does it again. Weird pitch of the town being a front to kidnap random people.
Yeah.
House of Wax did it. Well, they had a shell town.
Yeah.
This is like, you're telling me this. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It's a small town. How do you get away with murdering, like, the cult, the satanic cult in the beginning doing it?
There were, like, 30 people. At least.
Yeah.
Over time, like...
Entire families. Where it's like, where were they last?
They're like, we tried to choose people who wouldn't be missed. It's like, what are you... But yes. They did it. Whatever. You know? I don't know. Sloppy. It was sloppy. What if it's, like, a town that's, like, a tourist trap... And then they have a select group of, like, people, Willy Wonka style, win a prize to go see this thing or something.
Yeah. There's been some horror movies like that before, too, where it's, like, you partner with the local whoever.
Yeah.
And they seem fine at first. And then you have them go into the place, and then they get attacked. And then when all hope is lost, you only have your few characters left, who should arrive but the local to save the day, who they're their friends earlier... Only to find out that that person has actually been on it the entire time.
Yeah!
And that's when they're like, actually, we set you up because we have to do it to save our town by killing outsiders.
Yeah, something there. I loved the serial killer employment satanic murder.
He's like, oh, everybody he employed was also a satanic murderer.
I love that. I loved it.
That's where we're ridiculous. And that was great. But so I think if you keep that element where it's like, this place was founded upon... serial killer satanic people.
Yeah.
But I would like the movie if it was just Nick Cage and he was stuck in the building and he had to survive the night.
I agree.
And then he had to like make his way through or whatever. But the things that I would change to make it a little better is, one, it had to be a little bit more of a survival. Like the bits are good where he had to go on break, but there's no tension. There's nothing to the scenes when he just bashes
and he just whoops their asses, just absolutely wallops them. And it's like,
yeah.
And it's also not like the animatronics can move wherever they want. I think it's more effective if they're like on a track or something.
But even on in Five Nights at Freddy's, they're still moving.
Yeah, but that's the point. That's why it's scary. This was like, you just see them moving around the whole time.
I think, yes, I agree.
There's like no element of like, okay, now they're fixed. Oh, something is wrong. It's just like, they're like the first time, like immediately Eric literally said, oh, so we're doing this? Because he starts fighting the ostrich like 15 minutes in.
It is so weird because there's nothing. Nothing. Like, they move a little bit beforehand. But imagine you, like, getting to, like, the setup of a movie, and then, like, in the middle of it, they just, like, it just happens. And you're just watching it, and they're like,
what?
Nothing led to this. Nothing.
Yeah, there is no tension in this movie, except the tension we felt as we wished it was over.
And was good. I mean, the Nicolas Cage one would be good, of having him be survival. Let him communicate.
Yeah.
Maybe throw in a local, or a kid or something in there, an orphan who goes in there, too. If you want. I think, personally, I would love to see a movie where it's just one person just kind of just trying to survive the night. I think that'd be fun.
Scary.
And then, because then you can, explore the sets. Like, there's the fairy set.
Yeah!
They kind of just breeze through that. I mean, the movie progresses by going through the stages of the different things he has to fight. This movie didn't really do that. They never, really established the characters. They kind of just had them pop up.
Yeah.
And then, kind of be like, oh, we need something scary to happen here. Who do we have available who's not dead? Oh, the gator. So I guess the gator's going to be in the vents.
Yep. I did like the gator vet, though.
Yeah.
I was fond of it.
But set it up better.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then have the cult at the end and then have him, like, they're like, oh my god, wait, he actually killed all the animatronics. How'd you do that?
Or it's, like, people in the suit. Because then they, or it's, you think it's animatronics the whole time, but then they pretend to be animatronics, but there's actually murderers in the suit.
Did you just explain the plot of The Village?
Or Scooby-Doo?
Or Scooby-Doo, yes. Wait, the Village is just Scooby-Doo? Wait.
What the fuck?
And they shovel on, I'm on to you.
To you. I don't know how to rate this movie on scares. It was gory. It was not as gory. I give it a 2.
Okay. Two.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't, none of it was, made me feel squeamish. I didn't like, it was just like, throw some blood on it and call it good.
The only squeamish parts I would say I got were the parts where I was worried of how far the movie, because I didn't trust the movie. Like when the girl and the guy were in the Funtime Party Room about to have sex, I'm like, please don't get naked for this movie.
I know. It's, I was like, it's not worth it.
And like, even the racism part of it, I'm like, oh my, how far are they going to go with this?
Yeah, you know what? That's the real life scares, y'all.
Writer man can make a movie?
You don't. There's no reason to be like, ooh, look at our ironic racism. Ooh, look at our ironic
sexism. Even feel like ironic.
It's like, what the fuck are you? It's 2021. What are you talking about? Have one good idea and do it. One.
Like, it's like, because I can't fully form this thought, but it's like, I feel like that, like in the times we live now, there's so many other people out there who can tell interesting stories. And I think there's like this like somewhat fear within like, you know, this white cis community of being like, well, we don't have anything to talk about anymore because everything has to be like woke and shit. And like this movie is like the, like what it feels like, what a person who like what you fear to be, where it's like you have nothing else to do because,
oh my god,
like it feels
like Tim Allen.
Yeah.
The Tim Allen of horror movies.
Where they're like, this is all we can do now is just make these horror movies. And I guess I have to like put, I put sexism and racism in it because
and
it's
it
all
wasn't,
I got.
It wasn't even that extreme too. It was just like, that was even half-assed.
It was, yeah.
You know, it wasn't like titties in your face, blood everywhere, you know, like it wasn't that.
If you're going to make one of your actresses take off their shirts, at least be like passionate about it, like at least invest
yeah.
in it.
And we're not saying be passionate about racism. It's like, let's be clear. But like, yeah, it's just like, don't, they just like almost, they just kept being like, that's good enough.
I will say this, I would hope that it's because they were lazy. I would be fearful if this was somebody's full effort and intent.
I agree. And, agreed.
Yeah.
I give this movie 1 out of $5 million.
Oh boy.
I give this movie,
well, you gave, well, Jamie, you gave this movie 10 out of $5 million.
That was a good point. I give this movie,
would you recommend this movie?
3 out of 6 Nick Cage's drinking energy drinks.
Oh.
I'm just making up fractions. I wouldn't recommend this movie.
No.
It's $20!
I know.
In this economy? It's, we're in shambles. $20!
Oh my god. Folks, we have to stop the podcast for a few weeks to recover our...
Venmo us.
Hey folks, it's Eric again. It's our next time break.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It wasn't... Here's the thing. You and I can do whatever.
Yeah.
Have a blast.
Yeah.
We've had a blast doing nothing. Yeah. So we had a okay time working at Dunkin'
Donuts.
Movie,
here's my pitch. This movie would be worth it if in Chris Columbus and Jason Blum's Five Nights at Freddy's movie, they're like, the movie's happening, and in one scene, Nicolas Cage shows up in a Willy's Wonderland shirt and kicks ass and then dies or disappears.
I would love that.
That would make this whole movie and this whole experience worth it.
Yeah, don't sweat it, y'all. Just go watch some streamer play Five Nights at Freddy's. Don't worry about it. It's trying too hard and not hard at all. Don't watch this movie.
You know what this movie is going to be great as? A YouTube compilation.
Here's
what
I would...
The 5 best minutes of
Willy's Wonderland. I would have loved to watch this movie with you extremely drunk at Alamo Drafthouse with a full audience of teenagers.
A full club sandwich and milkshake in front of us.
Yeah, I like, if there were other people here, like probably children, I guess... who like this kind of thing. I would have, that would have been good someday. Maybe. Anyway, any last thing?
Please subscribe and drop us a review if you haven't already. Follow us on Instagram at horoscopepod with 1D and at horoscopepod with 2Ds on Twitter. Your horoscope for the day is... live today like it's your birthday.
It might be your last.
Did you guys think we were joking about watching the Five Nights at Freddy's lore? Because we just did. It's fucked up. I'm scared of this YouTube man drawing little comics. I gasped at every moment. It's so scary. There's child murderers and torture devices, and it's very scary.
It's pretty cool, though.
No! And that's it!